Hi, I'm Carl Azusa. This is your Friday edition of CNN Student News. Most of you watching this are probably in school. Most students in the Philippines are not. Yesterday, there was a storm bearing down on the country, and it was a monster, possibly one of the strongest ever. Typhoon Haiyan. The Philippines is an archipelago, a group of islands, more than 7,000 of them. This storm is so big, its clouds are affecting two-thirds of the country. A typhoon is the same kind of storm as a hurricane. On Thursday, Haiyan was as strong as a Category 5 hurricane. It was still that strong when it made landfall today. Before it hit, Andrew Stevens was reporting on what the Philippines was expecting and how it was preparing.
We're expecting gusts of up to 300 kilometers an hour. That's almost 200 miles an hour, plus a big storm surge and heavy, heavy rain. Authorities have been taking measures to get people to safer ground, not only the low-lying coastal areas, but also in the hills where there is a danger of landslides.
Is this legit? An IPO is the first time a company sells its stock to the public. It's true. IPO stands for Initial Public Offering, specifically offering shares of a company stock.
A popular social media service launched its IPO this week, Twitter, and the initial offer went pretty well. On Thursday, more than 113 million shares of Twitter were bought or sold in the stock market. The stock's price at the end of the day puts the company's value at around $24 billion. Now, Twitter has to show potential buyers that it's worth that investment.
I am going to make history here as the first president to live tweet.
This movement that was started on Facebook and Twitter that then took on the life of its own.
People that I work with will not shut up about Twitter.
It's the most hyped tech IPO since Facebook. Twitter began trading here at the New York Stock Exchange instead of the NASDAQ after Facebook's famous flop there. The messy debut, plagued by technical difficulties.
But today, call it an about-face as Mark Zuckerberg and friends celebrate shares near record highs. But Twitter's financials aren't as strong. The company is losing money, unlike Facebook, which was already earning $1 billion a year when it went public. Facebook also had 900 million users. Twitter has far fewer.
How did they get to half a billion? How did they get to a billion? And I think ultimately we're believers in that story, but I think that's going to be the biggest challenge.
A challenge Twitter insists it can overcome.
We've seen tremendous organic growth in our users, particularly internationally.
And when it comes to social media, it pays to be popular.
Advertising always flows to where eyeballs go.
So far, advertisers are flowing in and they're buying mobile ads. That's the holy grail. Twitter gets 70% of its total ad revenue from mobile. Facebook? Only 3% when it went public. But can Twitter keep the momentum going?
Twitter has to prove the value of the platform, because if they're going to ask people to come and spend money on the site, they're going to ask companies to come and buy ads on Twitter, they need to show that that is money well spent.
Some are optimistic that there is big money to be made. 140 characters at a time.
We don't think it's actually a question of will they make money. It is an if or when they make money question.
Next up today, partially hydrogenated oils. Now, you might not know exactly what those are, but chances are you've eaten them. They're a major source of trans fats or trans fatty acids. They're used to increase flavor in some foods or help the foods last longer. But the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, says those partially hydrogenated oils are no longer recognized as safe.
Trans fats are bad for several reasons. They raise your bad cholesterol and they lower your good cholesterol. So that's why the FDA says that getting them out could prevent 20,000 heart attacks and 7,000 deaths each year. Now, trans fats are relatively common in products such as donuts and biscuits and cookies, and some restaurants also fry in oil that contains trans fats. Now, many restaurants over the years have stopped using trans fats, McDonald's and other restaurants, and now the FDA is saying that they're taking the first steps so that no one would be able to use trans fats.
The Grocery Manufacturers Association says that since 2005, food companies have voluntarily cut more than 73% of trans fats out of their products. A new FDA policy could remove them entirely. But this is still very early. It has to finalize the decision and to get input from food companies about how long it would take to phase out all these trans fats. Right now, there is no timetable.